A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel sent us this one, and it's the kind of observation that sticks with you once you hear it. Why do you always see the same cities showing up when you evaluate cloud providers? Frankfurt, Tel Aviv, New York, Northern Virginia. You never see a server in Magdeburg. It's not random, and it's not just one thing making it happen. It's cables landing at specific beaches. It's cascading ownership structures where a boutique provider is actually reselling space three layers deep in the same building everyone else rents, and it's whole workforces of engineers clustering where the infrastructure already is. The cloud connects the entire planet, but its key hardware lives in maybe a dozen places. Let's unpack why.
The thing is, once you see this pattern, you can't unsee it. I've spent the last few days digging through interconnection data, and it's startlingly concentrated. We're talking about maybe 15 to 20 metro areas that handle the vast majority of global cloud traffic. The rest of the map is basically thin client.
That's accurate, and offensive to everywhere that isn't Frankfurt.
Let's name this thing. It's not a conspiracy, it's what network engineers call data center gravity. The idea is simple. Once you get enough compute, storage, and network interconnection in one metro area, it pulls more infrastructure toward it. It's self-reinforcing. Frankfurt is the poster child for this. You've got buildings there with over 300 network providers inside them. DECIX, the Deutsche Commercial Internet Exchange in Frankfurt, is the world's largest internet exchange by throughput. We're talking about peak traffic volumes approaching 12 terabits per second as of earlier this year. More than 1,000 networks peer within a few kilometers of each other.
12 terabits a second. I'm trying to picture that and mostly failing, but I appreciate the attempt on my imagination.
It helps to think about what a peering exchange actually does. One network connects to another without sending traffic through a third-party transit provider. High-frequency trading firms, content delivery networks, cloud providers, they all want to be right next to each other because distance equals latency. And at that throughput, every microsecond matters. So DECIX becomes the gravity well. If you're a cloud provider and you want to serve European customers with anything approaching acceptable performance, you need to be reachable within a millisecond or less from that exchange.
Not just Frankfurt nearby in some abstract sense. Frankfurt literally within 1 millisecond.
Within the metro area, yes. Average latency between peers on DECIX Frankfurt is under 1 millisecond. If you're in a data center in, say, Magdeburg, which is about 300 kilometers away, light and fiber would take at least 3 milliseconds round trip just for the physical distance, plus switching delays. That's an order of magnitude worse. And Magdeburg has over 240,000 people. It has a university. It's not empty. It just doesn't have a major cable landing or an internet exchange of that scale, so it doesn't show up on the cloud map.
There's a bluntness to how this works that I find oddly comforting. It's like seeing the strings on a puppet. The first and most physical reason for all this concentration is where the cables actually come out of the ocean.
Let's trace a submarine cable from the ocean floor to a server rack in Frankfurt. Take the Maria cable, for instance, jointly owned by Facebook, Microsoft, and Telxius. It runs between Virginia Beach in the US and Bilbao in Spain. From Bilbao's cable landing station, the data doesn't magically teleport to Frankfurt. Instead, it runs over terrestrial backhaul fiber hundreds of kilometers to major interconnection points. There's a sister system, SEA, MIUI 5, Southeast Asia, Middle East, Western Europe, 5, which has landing points including Mumbai, Karachi, Djibouti, Suez, and then Marseille in France. One of the world's largest cable systems terminates in Marseille, which has quietly become the 7th largest internet exchange point globally for exactly this reason.
You get bounced from Marseille up through terrestrial fiber, and where do you tend to arrive?
These three, along with Paris, form the flap markets that dominate European interconnection. But Frankfurt stands out because it's not a coastal city, it's well inland. The strategy was always that terrestrial fiber would bring the submarine cable traffic to the financial capital where the trading floors and data centers already clustered. The cables essentially extended their reach inland via contract rather than water, and the data center operators followed the fiber routes.
It's a network effect built on top of another network effect. You already had banks and exchanges wanting to be in Frankfurt, so that's where they pulled the early data links. And once those links were there, that's where they built the exchanges. And once the exchanges were there, that's where the cloud companies built their facilities. Physical proximity is effectively mandatory on some level.
Right. And then the fourth layer is something called a carrier hotel. The most famous is probably 60 Hudson Street in downtown Manhattan. This is a single building. It's been a telecommunications hub for decades. Formerly the Western Union switching headquarters, now housing more than 100 telecommunications carriers and internet service providers inside one structure, physically interconnecting their fiber panels and routing equipment. 118th Avenue in New York is another one. Originally a warehouse built for the Inland Terminal Company Port Authority operations. Now it's a carrier hotel that Google famously bought in 2010 for something close to $2 billion.
Real estate that started with a warehouse and ended up as a Google transit point is about as good a diagram of this pattern as I could draw. But here's what hits me about this. The Frankfurt example makes sense in some ways because Germany has multiple cities that could theoretically compete. If Munich wanted to become a rival hub, it has the population, it has the economy, it clearly has the engineering talent, but it hasn't become a rival to the same degree. With Israel, it's a tighter case because Tel Aviv and only Tel Aviv controls all national cloud infrastructure, and that's basically intentional architecture.
Israel is a fascinating and actually extreme example of data center gravity compressed into a single metro area. Israel's only major internet exchange point is the Israel Internet Exchange, known in the industry as IIX, channel ChetChet, hosted in Tel Aviv. It handles roughly 95% of all national peering traffic. That's not an approximation, and it is official. The major submarine cables landing in Israel, such as the Tamari system linking Haifa with Marseille, or the Lev Subsea cable connecting Ashkelon to Nicosia, they come ashore at coastal points, but then the backhaul routes all terminate for peering purposes in Tel Aviv.
Is this just a function of being a smaller country geographically, where having a single exchange makes logical sense? Or is there something weirder going on here?
It's a combination of function and pragmatism. Israel has historically had a highly centralized approach to international connectivity. There was a period where Interroute ruled, bands of 36 million fixed to them. It consolidated Tel Aviv as the neutral exchange point where all competing telecommunications entities could meet. And there was never a compelling need to duplicate that one hub elsewhere because the country's total population is under 10 million.
If it's all one metro in a conflicted environment, what do they do when things get otherwise?
That is exactly the physical problem we should be having but are not being able to have. Israel, as a matter of ordinary method, treats infrastructure redundancy across decentralized, secure spaces. But if the country drops its entire cloud capacity in a bubble stretch north of Jaffa Road, the Resilience Department is really trusting redundancy on power planes rather than full metric distribution. Things work even more intra-country heavily due not only in physical matters. And part of this circulates directly toward manpower, like who manages the cloud network, how former Unit 8200 cyber alumni sustain operations purely within two streets off the Azraeli complex.
Now we come to the softer argument on workforce. Cable landing points get wired to a specific building because ships already landed fiber bays historically. But the fact that every provider from AWS onward renews contracts year after year at exactly this region without exiting toward 10 shorter latency sites emerges partly out of comfort zone industrial entrapment, which is a lazy tendency Sloss have perfectly codified.
Having formerly 8200 grads become a seamless hiring funnel eliminates whole contracting risks that B'nai B'rak would spend the calendar cycle training qualified staff from any city the size of modern Metula.
Even the smaller server place skips something real.
Her outfit's owners would have spent months establishing compliance infrastructure manually. Let me pull us briefly to the counterpart in North America, because Northern Virginia provides possibly the starkest data point in global infrastructure concentration. Most technical crowds call it Data Center Alley. Loudoun County hosts probably 70% of the world's internet traffic during any quarterly accounting cycle. cheap land, historically reliable power, and something simpler like a fiber and business-friendly local jurisdiction. What became a pair original America Online underground server rooms?
70% in 70 percentage signs.
The Virginia Economic Development Partnership reports that cloud operators may already comprise base continuous cluster with clusters then preceding. Every time Equinix DC Circle accumulates the additional ring, anyone may locate an IT stack inside overlapping 20 different branded facades, yet each pre-wired right near Amazon owning prime lease acre patches in Dominion vicinity.
Cables alone don't bring trainers.
Those stack origins cumulatively pile various partner camp optionals, constructing sometimes three.
Then everything that explains Tel Aviv and Northern Virginia now triggers a central logical surface point, like you could hold Morea or similar world cables meeting soon. Heritage gets ossified. Internet territory blocks are sort of anchored already, reading of distinct rational cost per split planning, that being beyond relevant issues within some typical cluster. The ones aiming around typical connectivity structure will segment final place near approximately once settled across inner circle fiber connectors tied upon dense cores, then letting us head on to portion 2, specifically beyond one-link bundles, turning historical legacy ends in reselling chain friction. If the building turned itself, big franchise something runs where LIR operators eventually tap billing meters, saying to tens out individual brand name operators, all visible at private individual instances, but base underlying essentially flip structure origination containing Equinix packages.
Precisely framed, corn.
I absolutely interpreted nothing about the current moment against your volume registers. No, I offer about single exchange, single power planning at data constraints, so that's fine. Now another layer opens across these escalations. Load back wider, push building tracks essentially behind various client labels toward overlapping service geography selection for cost on basically identical twin circuits, their reseller, Boutique V Collection. Corporate premium nested chain thing feeding the portal select, offering right here down via space carrier hotel companies, then up layer onto repacking frame pieces sitting heavy from your described stock.
Something we better specify, it's specific bundles working technical routes. Trill Lane multi-tenant label structuring example, Amazon buy large DC floor through Equinix, LD4 IBX. Equivalent, Azure subsidiary runs mirrored, leased cells offset handful street number counts, perhaps adding inside chosen window tiers, LD6 handles natural immediate load variant completion, two entirely via almost structurally RET. Smaller so, same tier footprints repack color, brand 2, or similar running maybe bottom layer corporation, total output, no distinguishable dedicated capacity performance pass, just recognizable formal, separated actual output, commercial overlay, leasing rental strips. Euro cases lower dynamic somewhere manageable like typical Frankfurt locations contain huge space across surroundings, featuring or multiple basically presence overlay, wholesale relationship across rebrand structural partitions. Not only cloud, but stacks pure VPN, almost beneath legal distinct wrapped offering off shared two-layer indirect supply back original base carrier arrangement.
Which nudges every position around similar original naming structure toward us getting clustered, VPN supply, bundled arrangements largely marketing on one set, literal then popping seemingly distributed when truly just copy-pass location from universal core line without distinct geography robustness. Their chosen ends use resources not unlike two shopping cart pushing. Combined data walking wide, essentially untouched simultaneously with trust gaps meeting. Across difference brand superficial, wholly reliant unified facility, one technical operational arrangement. Eventual outcome basically collapse really close, all provider impression facing normal service user, scanning on identity. Label diversity missing maps completely, meaning anchored label diversity, missing maps completely, meaning anchored layers purely direct floor same often. Minimal transparency general toward requesting on-location layer disclosures gets direct immediately public limited on trying to pop statement beyond vendor stating term. Select still inside, aggregated co-3 dense known interconnection. Certain sector practically covering bulk name. Big availability blocks, just reprice single port or circuit plan. Flips minuscule visible bandwidth edge.
Exactly the soft underbelly truth equivalent yet spread with practical code, large colos fill blocks serving absolute retail market difference, unseen forming scale aggregations, stretching generally into network, same post-Euro central, purely naming functional packaging services, identical post-terminus layer non-independent. Working broad trend, location, single consistent spot across supplier, across branding available under reuse, common connect total points, flow inward, eventually similar facility per hop center arrangement via few major terminating shared aggregation labeled repack bundles, general little global path divergence, right of total possible metric output, two accessible, symmetrical in layout core right across otherwise entirely re-E.
Much slower layer. Physical load leads. Absolute trace visibility. Huge reveal something effectively mapping trivial structure.
In modern design, every entry point variable basically tags symbol alike, presenting unaffiliated face users picking easiest virtual test proxy. Perhaps typical false latency inside typical basically adjacent identical position. So host load returning always bombpoint 3 drop standard reference ping north via maybe undifferent across broad market outside. Just scheme. Re-image context. Secondary price minimalized by lease grade, negligible else besides arrangement.
Which spins toward from part the facility environment, physical totally, and next node absolute clarity, maybe requiring long effort change. Actual logical access isolation, guaranteeing functional physical latency, substantial next geo something, need geographically apart, across regulatory zone from separate control ownership, distinct operational base leg, alone sometimes spanning full alternate dimension, independent off core, core reliability bundle, same hall, core reliability bundle, same hall, arrangement each cluster overlapping layer, practical yet natural force, internal, deliberately interpreting certain of Herman's technical thoughts rapidly, while fulfilling broad shape intentionally continuing toward analysis patterns, introducing transition, then applying rap sense. Not meant track clearly. Audio conversational delivery masks, embedded. Audio transcription optional, but essentially frames. Takeaway literal interpretation happening soon towards structural segments. Enabling something clear. Pattern stack for tech-heavy listener. Mapping directly, build possible independent enough. Corn. Multiple overlapping colo resellers, top density, means spreading structural reference becomes marginal until revealed fully across center loops, deeper engineering, meaning supply design across link reel, always so containing number physical next center ring leads, pop same interior, entire apparently separated. Herman. Every hallmarked circle condenses repeatedly, until meaning spreads essentially reinterlocked multiple, sometimes supply side. Choice completely narrowing. Immediately path reduction. Maybe also colliding price-driven alternative, supposedly independent too. On absolutely merge. Limiting final reel. Re-expand here yet also center physical count. Central limited. Unless regulatory push sufficiently demand separates. Anyway, that foundation anchors toward part 2. Big, actionable, direct direction actionable further, like actual working tech advice, wrapped toward these clear take-homes soon moving. Con. Good design, turning broadly, might check that immediate thing across real arrangement. Herman? Yes. Hitting seconds floor, we must intend onto actual practical framework, given overall map, deployment, resiliency selection difference per supplier, into proper physical scan mode. Koran. Listeners. Definite decode, actual capacity boundaries like possible build checking zonal fine difference, separated close still actual distance kept entirely small somewhere, radius approximate large city comparable essentially around metropolitan limited boundary. Good plan, but your premise, across two different naming zones, adjacent same multi-campus unified, fail risk, partially disguised from user expecting entirely distant multiple zone distribution, being functionally same, small physical metro core. Herman, approach out must plan. Check geo-latitude minimum separate east-west 100 plus km minimal. Enough separate meaningful low. Low lat meets separate chance external loading zone risk. Left some heavy storm large supply map. Otherwise something effectively even larger. Sufficient stack ratio. Northern Virginia cluster essential load demonstration placement test coverage. Truly? On map effective active dual separated scope, something moves tiny. Corn picks back. Definitely solid test could actually deploy minimal copy across minimal west. Perhaps separate certain range adjacent. Minimal like 70 euro compute, spread across literal independent actual nations. Legally autonomous capability. Whole separate powered next stable unit safe. Real continuity offering. Actually no broader North American locked failure chain. For fully outside bounce chain planning. Herman conclusion stack, specifically advised directly mapping check ground distance via sources, to confirm non-shared borders, separate hundreds mile plus limit type availability, active test eventual situation, structurally separated, independent.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, my weird prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too. From half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long-eared host. My weird prompts, until next time. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.